When word got out about the acquisition, Tumblr users reacted in their distinctive way. Homemade, quirky, sharp. One site showed an animated GIF of Marissa Mayer, Yahoo's CEO, wearing a diabolical smile as $20 bills rain down over her. Another Tumblr shows a cartoon Yahoo Brown shirt drinking from a jug of Tumblr tears.
I was kind of upset at first.
Laura Olin ran the official Obama 2012 campaign Tumblr. She didn't take the news well.
Just because I was a Flickr user and also actually a Delicious user, and both of those acquisitions didn't seem to go well.
Yahoo bought both the photo sharing site Flickr and the link organizer Delicious in 2005. Under Yahoo, Flickr lost ground to other photo programs, and when the founders of Delicious left the site, Yahoo made changes users didn't like. Yahoo's challenge now is to keep the trust of the people who've created more than 100 million blogs through Tumblr. People like
David Fung. I'm the co-founder of mensweardog.tumblr.com.
That's Menswear Dog. You really need to see Fung's foxy Shiba Inu mugging for the camera while wearing an Emporio Armani leather jacket to get it.
It's actually a very strange blog for the uninitiated.
But somehow typical for Tumblr, Fung and his wife started it on a lark earlier this year. They have 100,000 followers today.
You know, I just spent, you know, a day putting it together, and then the next day it blew up, and GQ was calling me, asking me if, you know, they could feature our blog. So it just speaks to kind of the power of that community.
The Tumblr community. Since Yahoo formally announced its purchase of Tumblr, the blogs have calmed down somewhat. Laura Olin says the decision by Yahoo CEO Mayer to make the announcement in Tumblrese is reassuring.
Some of the first things in Marissa Mayer's Tumblr post were the words, "We won't screw it up." So I think they're doing a really good job of acknowledging the anxiety that Tumblr users have.
Now Olin says, just don't screw it up. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.
And I'm Dan Tucker. And while some Tumblr users might be on the fence, New York City's tech community and those who watch it see Yahoo's billion-dollar purchase of the blogging site as a positive move.
Right on New York, right on David Karp, and right on Tumblr.
That's Andrew Roche, chairman of the New York Tech Meetup. Like many people I talked with, he expects the deal will likely mean more investors pumping money into Silicon Valley startups. Rebecca Lieb, a research analyst at the Altimeter Group, says the acquisition could also bring another key player to the city.
New York has always had a bit of a problem attracting the developers, the coders, the engineers who make up the core of this industry. Perhaps this acquisition will help to ameliorate that situation just a bit.
Money and talent, both are important, but so is proof. Jonathan Bowles is head of the Center for an Urban Future. He believes the deal puts to rest any doubts about whether New York can breed the next Facebook or Google.
Shows that New York can produce a top-tier tech company.
His organization released a report last week showing that Silicon Alley is growing faster than both Silicon Valley and Boston, at least when it comes to the number of venture capital deals. For him, Tumblr fits right into this narrative of an ascendant New York tech scene.
Tumblr's not alone. You know, companies like Etsy and Kickstarter and ZocDoc and Gilt Group, all of these relatively recent companies that are really breaking into the big time.
And after this Tumblr deal, some Silicon Alley companies might now be dreaming about their own billion-dollar payday. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.